did you ever get a really big birthday cake with candles and drippy frosting and everything you ever wanted? It's like that, and it's sickening sweet, and you eat it and eat it and eat it and eat it and eat it, and then you get sick. It's love.
Probably walking down the school halls and seeing someone that catches your eye and slowly getting to know them, saying hi once in a while, and it's just like, wow.
And everybody kept going up and going, are you two together? And, you know, it was out of my face. And then he took my chin in his hands, turned it to the side, and said the thing he liked best about me was my jawbone.
And he was just a real person, you know. It's like nobody ever met before, you know. It's like the person you dream of.
You feel that anything anybody does, you just feel happy about it. It's that nothing can hurt you. Both people are waiting for the other one to make the move.
And there's a feeling right here.
Right there.
Right under the ribs, right in the middle, you know, and you can't stop grinning.
It's the kissing.
It's the kissing.
Yes. The first kiss. I mean, my toes.
Because, you know, well, I am loved by someone, and that makes me really important. And it ended with them.
But I didn't want to break up because I was afraid what would happen afterwards. I was afraid that I'd be lonely.
You know, cruel to me about it.
Oh, I felt so bad. I just felt so bad, and I just walked out on the beach. And
besides that, he was a lousy kisser.
Don't want to go out with me. Don't like me. He thought I was too emotional, too heavy, and that I was living in a soap opera, and that he didn't care about me.
It doesn't seem fair at all.
But then you get over it, like you do everything else.
Malou Zahner Olswang collected those recollections of first love in Eugene, Oregon.